Chapter 25. Attached. The uproar of the landing was over. The celebration of victory had not yet begun. Haines had, peculiarly enough, set a definite time for a conference with Kinnison, and the two of them were in the Admiral's private office, splitting a bottle of Phelan and discussing, apparently, nothing at all. "Narcotics has been yelling for you," Haines finally got around to business. "But they don't need you to help them clean up the Zwilnik mess. They just want to work with you. So I told Ellington, as diplomatically as possible, to take a swan dive off an asteroid. Hicks wants you too, and Spencer and Frelinghuysen and thousands of others. See that basket full of junk? All requests for you to be submitted to you for your consideration. I submit them thus into the circular file. You see, there's something really important."
"Nix, Chief, Nix. Jet back a minute, please," Kinnison implored. "Unless it's something that's got to be done right away, give me a break, can't you? I've got a couple of things to do, stuff to attend to. Maybe a little flit somewhere, too, I don't know yet."
"More important than patrol business?" Haines asked dryly.
"Until it's cleaned up, yes." Kinnison's face burned scarlet, and his eyes revealed the mental effort necessary to make that statement. "The most important thing in the universe," he finished, quietly but doggedly.
"Well, of course, I can't give you orders." Haines' frown was instinct with disappointment.
"Don't, Chief, that hurts. I'll be back, honest, as soon as I possibly can, and I'll do anything you want me to."
"That's enough, son." Haines stood up and grasped Kinnison's hands hard in both his own. "I know. Forgive me for taking you for this little ride, but you and Max suffer so. You're so young, so intense, so insistent upon carrying the entire cosmos on your shoulders. I couldn't help it. You won't have to do much of a flit." He glanced at his chronometer. "You'll find all your unfinished business in room 7295, Base Hospital."
"Huh? You know, then?"
"Who doesn't? There may be a few members of some backward race somewhere who don't know all about you and your red-headed sector riot, but I don't know." He was addressing empty air. Kinnison shot out of the building, and exerting his gray lensman's authority, he did a thing which he had always longed boyishly to do, but which he had never before really considered doing. He whistled, shrill and piercingly, and waved a lensed arm, even while he was directing a lensed thought at the driver of the fast ground car always in readiness in front of Haines' office.
"Base Hospital, full emergency blast," he ordered, and the Jehu obeyed.